A pleasure to be attending here. And what I will talk about today is a work with Tony Pantev. And it's about the lie of connections. Varieties. And these varieties are not necessarily compact. So let me start with a couple of words about the compact K and what we are aiming to. So some quick reminders. Okay, so smooth projective varieties. So if I fix X to be smooth projective variety over the field of complex numbers, there is a three moduli spaces you can associate to it. And they're usually denoted by M bt X. And X and Mdolbo of X. And this one is the moduli space of consistence. And here, local systems means really represented by one. This one is the moduli of flat numbers. And this one is certain type of fixed. And one important theorem, which can be called Nabi and Hodge theory, is that these three moduli spaces are in a way, isomorphic. So, Nabi and Hodge correspondence, or that's general terminology. First is So the statement tells you that this moduli space of representation of pi 1, it's an algebraic variety, but you can look at it as an analytic variety, and it becomes analytically, morphically isomorphic to the Hahn moduli space. And this is usually what is called the correspondence. So to plot under, I associate the local systems of solutions with to the connection. And the second part, which is really the more important part, is telling you that if I add these spaces now as smooth samples, then this Durham moduli space is also as smooth manifold is equivalent to the Dolbo moduli. And you want to consider this one and two as a mathematical incarnation of the fact that there is a Hodge structure on non-Abelian H1. On here is H1 of X with GLN, say if I use rank N numbers or rank N local systems, where this part is this part. This variety is defined with Q, so it can use somehow a Q structure on this guy. And number two, Hodge decomposition. So this isomorphism here is considered as a Hodge decomposition. So when you put these things together, you want to say there is a Hodge structure on non-Abelian H1. Now, this is well understood in the case of smooth projective varieties, but very little is known about the non-compact case. And major problem is the existence of the moduli space, particularly this one and one when X is not compact, you have to construct moduli spaces of bundles and bundles, and you're running a lot of problems corresponding to behavior infinity of the connections and of the fields. So what I'm trying to do is to make a first step, a very small first step, towards the realization of these statements there in the case of open versions. So step towards a generalization. Ah, this is not big enough again. A theorem to the non-compact case. And so the question before even thinking of constructing these isomorphisms in dry spaces is to construct them. Is construct moduli spaces. The moduli space of local system is your problem. The main problems are with these two, and in this talk I will focus on the side. So in this talk, I will consider the case of Enderham. And I'll explain why it's not an obvious. And maybe there is another aspect I will discuss. Some implements. In addition to one and two, there is also a third. So let me back when the case X is a smooth projective. Is that these moduli spaces are eclectic moduli spaces if you look at them in the correct category. So these guys, the Ram and Golbu. Then we natural contact factors. And if I want here to talk about this shifted semplectic structure we heard about this morning. So for this, I need to consider these moduli spaces as derived algebraic stacks. I'm not going to remind what they are. They are just a way, they are just, you know, an enhanced notion of what a variety is, what a scheme is, and just too long to give you details. Just it's moduli spaces together with some extra structure that looks chief of DG algebra and so on. So the semplectic structures here are shifted, and the three, it's 2 minus 2d, where d is the dimension of x. So when x is a curve, for instance, the shift is zero. Covers the usual semplectic structure you can get in the moduli space of a local system on a Riemann surface, for instance. And in higher dimension, you get this shift, and the isomorphisms over there are compatible with the semplectic structures. Ah, the one over there is admissible? Okay. 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 This one. Very good. Is it okay like this? Yeah. And so let me continue here. And 1 plus 2 are compatible with R3. And this is also important from the Hodge theory point of view, because you want that these Hodge structures have polarizations, polarized Hodge structures, And this polarization has something to do with this symplectic structure. So this is a three, is not exactly what must be the polarization, but related to. It's closely related. Polarization. This H1. So this is why you also want to understand you also want to understand 1, 2, but also the compatibility with 3. Okay. So let's have a look at what's happening in the non-compact case. And to start with, I will start by looking at the Betti moduli space, just as an example, to see what we should expect. Case N Betti X being just as a to give an idea of what should expect this M ram X to be and what the symplectic structure is supposed to be in the non-compact. So let's assume that I have a smooth variety over C, and I choose a quantification. I go too fast. Start with this variety, and then there is an easy observation if you use the resolution of singularity, is that the behavior of X at infinity is a manifold of dimension 2d minus 1, where d is the complex dimension of x. So x is at infinity, like a compact orient fold. Maybe I will call it dx of dimension 2d minus 1. So to make this more precise, you can say that X is homotopy equivalent to a manifold with boundary. And of dimension 2. And it comes with an orientation coming from the complexion. This is useful because the general statement that if I look at the moduli space or the moduli derived stack of G bundles or GLN bundles or local systems on manifold with boundary, there is a well-known structure of this. Let me remind the statement here. I want to I set API for almost a year and a half. I still don't know how to use this. Completely forget. Yeah, it's okay. So I know that X topological space behaves like a compact oriented manifold with boundary. I can use the following theorem, which is ultimately due to Kallak, says that I can look at the mapping stack from M to VG. So here G will be a group over C. And I'm mainly interested in the case G being GLN, but we will use at some point some other groups. And this is, you are allowed to call G local systems on M. And you can again consider this as an algebraic variety, then this is the character variety of M. Also consider this as a derived algebraic stack and equip it with more structure. And this is what I do look at. This is an example of my options. And the rest map to the boundary. These are G local systems on the boundary. And the claim is that this restriction map carries a Lagrangian structure. So rest carries a canonical Lagrangian structure of some degree, and the degree is again the dimension. Degree at 2 minus dimension of M. And we heard this morning about shifted structures, shifted Lagrangian structure. It's just a version for maps. So it means that there's a shifted symplectic structure here. And if you pull back the form over there, it's homotopic to zero. And there is a non-degeneracy condition. So you can think of a Lagrangian structure as a symplectic structure for a map, not for just a whole stack. So it's just a related function. And now I want to use something here, which is there is a one correspondence between Lagrangian structure of some degree, Poisson structure on some degree on a space. So the consequence of this theorem is that this moduli space here carries a canonical, well, a canonical is up to, okay, I have to fit some data on G. On G, then the canonical choice, and on G, I have to fit a scalar product on the Lie algebra. So it's canonical up to this choice on G, the universal choice on G that has to be made. So it carries a canonical Poisson structure. Of the 2 minus dimension. And so again, the same way that you have shifted symplectic structure, you also have shifted Poisson structure that you can think of as a bucket on functions. But for the stacks, functions form a algebra, so the bracket can have some cohomological degree. And this is probably minus the degree that is here. So that's what I want to tell as an expectation of what these spaces should look like. So this is the Betty version. So if I extrapolate, I want this Dunderham of X to be one of these derived Artin stack. And I want this to be true. So I want that in the non-compact case, there is no symplectic structure anymore, but still Poisson structure. I also want this Poisson structure to be created this restriction to the boundary. Boundary is the what's happening at the infinity of the variety. Okay, so that's the picture for MBT, and I want to explain to you how this can be done in Hahn situation. For that, let me give you one example. If you're familiar with the curve case, this is very well known in the curve case, and it's easy to describe. Suppose X is a curve. Can I erase this? Okay. What are you? It's all good. Okay, that's good. Okay, so suppose I have a curve and I just compactify. And I would assume that the complement just certain number of points. Now, this boundary is just a bunch of circles. You have as many circles as you points. And the restriction is just the map that goes from if you have a representation of the fundamental group of the open Riemann surface associated to its monodromy at infinity around each of the points PIs. And this will go to team G, because this monodromy at infinity is only well defined conjugacy. So you have a map of stacks like this. That's your restriction map. So the claim is that this restriction map carries one of these Lagrangian structures. And you can say a little bit more. You can actually, when you have a Poisson structure, what is important is to look at its symplectic leaves. And in this setting, you want to say in a way that the symplectic leaves of the Poisson structure coming from such a map are the structures of that map. But you have to understand first in the symplectic sense. You're going to pull back are not points, you're going to pull back Lagrangians inside that. And this will give you the symplectic fibers. The way you want to think of this as an approximation of the space of leaves of the Poisson structure on the left-hand side. So there's a difference between Poisson structures and Lagrangian maps, what I'm using here. And so the symplectic leaves here, well, I mean, you can, there is a canonical Lagrangian here, or canonical Lagrangians by just fixing elements in G. So you here take the orbit of elements. So just fix some element lambda I in G, and you look at the orbits there, and if you back what you get is the moduli space of local systems with structural monodromies at infinity, and this is symplectic now. This is symplectic. This Poisson, this is symplectic, and this is one of the symplectic of the Poisson structure. So the picture for curves in higher dimension, similar things exist. It's obviously easy to describe this side, but you can do it. And this is what we are looking for in the case of connections. We want to replace local by connections and have a picture similar to this. We will have a Lagrangian map, and we will want to pick natural Lagrangian at infinity to create symplectic varieties, symplectic derived stack of the moduli space of flat bundles. So that's the program. So I'm going to explain how we can do this. So how we can give a meaning of this theorem in the case of flat band instead of local systems. If you want to go to the original problem of non-abelian Hodge theory, this is typically the kind of moduli spaces you correlate. So once you have created these symplectic leaves, which are moduli spaces of local systems prescribed data at infinity, you want to say that there is a correspondence between the BT on the hand side, which is given by some Riemann-Hilbert correspondence, and you also want a local side with Higgs bundles. And this is the kind of moduli spaces you should expect in the non-proper case are not exactly these, but these ones here, the one with a prescribed at infinity. Now, if you start looking at the case of flat connections, a bunch of problems, new problems arise. One of them is that if I look briefly to the moduli functor of flat an open variety, it's not presentable by any kind of algebraic, and it tends to be a very pathological object. So So should I think of it, set infinity as some kind of weight? Sorry? This is what I just did. Let me do it again. Should I think of this data at infinity as kind of weight? I don't know. There are, you know, there are the monodromies that along the device at infinity. On the Durham side, you will have to fix the use probably of the connections. There is, of course, a question of what to do with singular connections, where you have higher order poles. And so you need to modify the Betty side by including stock data, these kind of things, or formal models. So this is not a clear yet. I think the correspondence is well stood on the level of points, because this is the thanks of Mochizuki. There is a correspondence between, you know, local systems and certain flat bundles, even if you have irregularity at infinity, we know on the Betty side what to add. But the problem is to enhance this correspondence with point-wise correspondence to an equivalence of moduli spaces. I don't know what weights are, so I don't know what. I don't know. And so there is a very natural moduli you want to study. Which is called vect. Let me put like this. Vect tabla of X. And I can describe this as a functor from a commutative DG algebra. So the DG here is really for the Dirac thing. If you don't want to care about, you can just put commutative algebras here. And this goes to the simplicial set. If you remove the DG, you can go to group weights, that's enough. And it says A to all DX tensor A DG models on X. So DX is the sheaf of differential operators. I can sensor it with A, I get a sheaf of DG algebra, and look at sheafs of DG modules. And plus the fact that they are local free on OX tensor A for some fixed rank set, free of rank N. You can make it into a simple set by inverting quasi morphs. And this is your Dirac moduli functor. This is the natural functor you want to study. X is compact. This is the functor which is represented by the original M Dirac. And when X is not compact, this is a very bad. In general, this is, well, very, I don't know if it's very, but yeah, this is bad. Give you one example of this pathological behavior. If I take a C point, so I have a vector bundle with a flat connection on X, I can look at its deformation theory. Suppose that V nabla is a C point, so i.e. a flat bundle on X. I can look at its deformation theory, so I mean the tangent space of this functor, tangent complex. Okay, at the nab. And you can check that this is the same thing as the Ram cohomology of X with coefficient in the anthropism of V endowed with the natural connection with a shift by one. So in particular, algebraic Durham cohomology with coefficient in a flat bundle is finite dimensional. So it starts good. I mean, you take a point and you find a finite dimensional definition space. That's a hint that it might be represented by a finite dimensional algebraic object. But this really fails if you take points with value and things that are not filled. Fails for say A points in general. And there are very very basic examples. And when you take it, it fails in family. So you can have a family of connections. Each time you fix the parameter, the information space is finite dimensional. But if you look at the formation of the family, it gets something n-dimensional. And the typical example is it's a family parameterized by a affine line. And you just this as a connection. And well, maybe you want to take this plus the trivial thing. And if you compute the harm over there, it will have a factor which is the topology of that guy. And if you look, it's organized as a sheaf on A1, so the tangent space here will contain a factor which is a direct sum over all integers of skyscraper sheaf. So that's a quasi-coefficient sheaf on A1, which is definitely not finite dimensional. So you have the kind of phenomenon that if you put not a field value point, deformation space might be infinite dimensional. So the conclusion of this is that this is never representable. Representable by a derived or anything out in stack, at least if you assume it's locally a finite representation. And I think it's also possible to show that it's also representable by something which is infinite mesh, just cannot be algebraic. Is it representable when X is compact? Yes. Yes. When X is compact, it's a consequence of the work of Carlos Simpson, I don't know, or it's a consequence of the arbitrability theorem that this is observable by a derived Artin stack locally defined. So because when X is proper, if you have a relative connection, the relative Durham cohomology is always dimensional. So the problem here is to see that the behavior of the resistance infinity moves and it crosses integral points where the cohomology jumps. That's the problem. So if you want to make this representable, you definitely have to make the behavior at infinity milder than this kind of thing. This is an easy family. I mean, it's not something crazy, right? It's with logarithmic calls and so on. Okay, so you cannot expect this to be representable, so you have to do something. And the natural idea is to use what we've here and to try to restrict to the boundary. Now, if I want to do this, I need a version of the boundary where flat bundles make sense, and I want to stay in the algebraic category. I could, of course, try to put a complex structure of M and the boundary at infinity. Some kind of thing that looks like a complex structure. But I don't want to use the analytic method here because it's important to say that if X is defined over a number field, then this modular space is also defined over the same number field. And that's important because of the period story. So you want to pair the cohomology classes over a small field with abelian cohomology classes. Or use in order to study periods. It's really important that this is defined over a smaller field than just the complex numbers. You don't want to use just analytic methods. And then what the boundary means is a little bit tricky because you cannot just the natural idea is to pick a compactification and look punctual tubular neighborhood of the divisor at infinity. But this is only a complex analytic gadget, and you have to make it more algebraic. Okay. To this, the scale as x is defined. So x is defined over. I repeat the question. When I have Sudarshan, was the question was when you have in mind or when I have in mind. I get confused now. So when I have in mind that it's defined over a smaller field, which field is it? Should be at least the same field of definition that x. So if typically if x is defined rational over the rational numbers, I want this multiply to be defined over the rational number. That's what I want to have. Okay, so due to this issue or with this bad behavior, we're going to try to use the same trick as here. So this will be replaced by this guy. We want to have a restriction map something at infinity, and the whole fibers will be representable. So, which is the idea that if I fix the connection at infinity, then I should get something finite dimensional again. It's here. Oh, now I remember. I have to go down like this. Okay. Wow. Okay, so we want to solve this. We want to have a Durham version of this this situation where I have G local systems on X and restrict to G local systems at infinity. So here I will have flat bundles on X, and I have to go to flat bundle on something that looks like the Mondari at infinity. So this is where there's a little formal geometry. Well, so you can make sense of boundary at infinity as a normal gadget, boundary at infinity, and this has been recently studied by several people. There is an approach by Hampton and that use a rich geometry. So it's the boundary is a rigid analytic space. There is also a recent paper by Nio Porta which is a chief theoretic definition. And there is also a categorical for this by Efima. I'm not going to remind all of them, it would be too long, but tell you what's the principle. The principle is that we don't know what this question mark is, but we know what flat bundles on it are. The conclusion of this thing is that we don't know, or maybe we don't care, what this is that we still can define its categories of sheaves one in sense. And that would be enough, because if I'm able to talk about sheaves, I will be able to talk about sheaves with connection and so on. So here is a way to do this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, why don't you just speak up? It's supposed to work.
Bertrand, could I ask a question?
Ah, the question.
Yes. So in the classical case of cohomology, it looks like he's frozen. In the classical case of cohomology, log differential forms are a very useful technology. Does log geometry provide any help here?
So there is the problem with log geometry, I should repeat the question. So in the classical situation, log geometry is very useful. Is there also a log geometry approach here? The answer is yes. You can immediately pick a compactification and work with bundles with logarithmic connections. But what you get depends on the compactification and does not compute something intrinsic on X. So for instance, you can pick a flat bundle on X, extend it. Yeah, you can pick a flat bundle on X, you can extend it to its compactification, and you extend the connection with poles, and you can take its Ram cohomology. This is not, in general, isomorphic to the cohomology of X, something else. So you have this issue that if you use log geometry, you don't get something which is purely intrinsic in terms of X. Does it answer your question?
Thank you.
Okay. And to talk about this, the boundary at infinity is completely, you can describe it using a compactification, but it does not depend on compactification. So it's one feature of these works. For each of them, they prove you pick two different compactifications, boundary at infinity doesn't change. And that's an important property. So for instance, it's functorial in X. When the automorphism group of X acts on this thing. And And I think that's something, this is also some important aspect, because in terms of Hodge theory, you want to do Hodge theory on X. You don't want to do it on something. You want to study pi 1 of X. Okay, so let me tell you how we can define this form on boundary. We can define flat bundles of something will be denoted by a hat X. I'm saying that delta hat X exists. It's not. It's just a notation. This is not a notation for boundary, and you want to think of this as flat bundles at infinity, and the construction goes as follows. Pick a compactification with a normal crossing divisor at infinity, and you want to say that this guy is the formal completion of D inside X bar minus D. And of course, doesn't have any meaning in the scheme situation, you can make sense of this in the rigid geometry, but you don't need to understand what this is to talk about connections on these guys. Now, what you can do is you look at the sheaf of natural operators on this formal completion. You have to define this in the correct way, in the sense to include the fact that this is that function is like a complete ring. So you have to use D to define this sheaf here. Still, that's a sheaf on a D, on the space of D. And you can just take control of that thing. So object here will be just DD modules plus conditions like being locally free. So there are shifts on D. Oh, I forgot to remove the zero section. This, where you put the equation of the divisor, modules, where T is a local equation for your divisor, and this is just a localized ring. And you can put this as a functor on DG algebras, and you can answer with this DG algebra. So obviously our sheaves on D, plus an action of this ring, say DG ring, which is a ring on D itself. And the main statement is the following theorem, that if I pick another classification, this category doesn't change. Of course, this guy changes. Changes, but this category of modules of localization doesn't change. And this is not a totally obvious statement. And the way we prove it is by using FM of circles. So we reduce this invariant by what FM of did by giving a characterization of sheaves on this space in a purely categorical way. So we just enhance this to pass from sheaves of perfect complexes to sheaves of perfect complexes with connections. That's the theorem. We see theorem one, that this thing is a functor on CDG algebras, I don't defend. On X bar. And so the proof is reduction to FMOF. And the reduction is not itself completely direct, so you have to work a little bit. Reduction. In the case of a Riemann surface, oh, great. Go ahead. Sorry. What? Okay. So the question was if D is just a point in a Riemann surface. So this DX is nothing, but you want to think of it. That's a very good example. Yeah. X is a curve. Assume that. D point, then you want to think that it is the formal spectrum of Laurent Poincaré series, which is not exactly something well defined, but this functor here is the moduli functor of formal connection on a function. This is exactly the functor studied by Raskin. This is the functor edit by some asking. If I can be more explicit if you want, it sends A to AT modules M of finite rank, blah, 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 plus an endomorphism, which is what you want to think of differentiation T that satisfies the Leibniz rules, and so on. That's your functor. It's a linear and satisfies the Leibniz rule. Okay. So it's not not map from spec CT, the RAM to BG, it's something else. It's not a stack, it's something you can write this, but it's not a map from something to something. This is what you find in the case of a curve. In the case of a smooth divisor at infinity, it's the same thing, except that you don't have C here, but you have a twisted version of this thing along the divisor. And the twisting is just essentially the, you just need the normal bundle, essentially, reduced to this case. And when you have more components, it's a gluing of these things. So essentially, you can reduce the behavior of that thing to the understanding of happening over a thing. Okay. And you see, these are not the modules of spec CT. Because differential operators on CT, if you forget that CT has a property, completely crazy. It's not generated by this. Okay, so now I can, I think, state the results. There are two results, which is first stability of the fibers, restriction map, and two existence of a Poisson structure or existence of a Lagrangian on this map. Let me state this and make a couple of comments about the proofs. We'll be finished. So this is 5. Theorem 2. While there is a restriction map, this is easy. Once you define these flat bundles on delta hat, the fact that there is a restriction map from flat bundles to this guy is easy. You can do this locally on a folder and understand how it goes. There's a restriction map S from flat bundles on X to this functor here. One and two. S has a canonical Hundred factor of degree and 2 minus 2 dimension of X. So the important point is two. One is rather obvious. I'll make a comment of how you can produce this, and I also make a comment if I have time about what it means, because I say that these stacks are not representable. To talk about Lagrangian structure on maps which stack are not representable, you have to be a bit careful about what this means. And theorem 3. Let me see the easy version. There is a very non-easy version, but it's just more complicated to state. It's not more complicated to prove. But let me just say the easy version. If I fix a C point infinity, so if I fix a formal connection along the divisor at infinity, then the fiber of this restriction map at big is representable. By a often stack by type. And I want to emphasize here that this has no choosing a compactification, since it's completely functional in terms of the choice of this and X. And it's something intrinsic. So you have to pick this point at infinity. The stack of finite type has doesn't depend on any point of compactification or infinity. The same thing with this map doesn't depend on any choice. Okay, so I said a couple of minutes more, is that right? Okay, good. I said it's about the proofs. Of comments for the proofs of these two statements. So theorem three is just an application of Artin representability. Of course, you have to know a little bit more. You have to know the result by Mottl-Key, or maybe at least the result by Malgrange, that any such connection at infinity extends as a vector bundle to the computation. So some of the so for three, you need Artin representability plus Mochizuki extension. So that your given V nabla extends to a the underlying vector bundle extends to a compactification. There exists an X bar such that V extends. Well, maybe you need an orthofold bar, but still you can find such a thing. I think there were a version of Malgrange, which is 19, that it extends as a sheaf was already proved by Malgrange, and maybe it's enough for the statement, for the proof. Maybe it's better to know this. And about theorem two, so this is just an construction and the construction. And this uses a new tool to construct closed forms on stacks. Let me tell you how. Forget about the Lagrangian thing. Let me tell you something about the symplectic structure of the target, which is a piece of the Lagrangian structure. And this flows from a very general construction, which I want to advertise as a easy to construct closed forms on Dirac stacks, which are cases where the results of CPTVV are not enough. So it's a case where you don't have a mapping stack, so you cannot use AKSZ formalism, still produce a form. So for the closed two form on this thing, we use theorem. Following, assume it's a hard stack, so it's a functor from CDGA to a rigid symmetric monoidal infinity category. And this is the case for that thing. So I can tensor vector bundles with a connection. It forms a rigid infinity category. And plus, assume that I'm giving myself a map from, I can take global points and I can take the unit and take the morphism of the unit. And I want an integration map to the base field shift. This is going to be complex because this is like an infinity category. I want an integration map like this, such that some non-degeneracy holds. I don't need non-degeneracy to have a form. Then the derived stack underlying C. So I just forget I have a monoid object, skip just objects. Carry is a canonical closed two form of degree at D. And you see how you're going to produce this for over there. So C is going to be my flat bundles on delta x. This computes the RAM cohomology of delta x. That's the RAM cohomology of a partial neighborhood of the boundary at infinity. We know that this behaves like the cohomology of a closed manifold of dimension 2d minus 1. So it's not d, and this is just integration of classes along a fundamental class. And that's how you produce the closed two form. You have to non-degenerate. And you can do the same for the Lagrangian structure. You can have a stack of rigid infinity categories and apply a relative version of that thing. Thank you.
Are there any questions on this side?
What do you know about the Dolbeau stack? So you gave the talk about the DRAM.
Yes.
What do you know about the Dolbeau?
What do I know about the Dolbeau stack? Nothing, essentially. So everything I said is very specific to DRAM. One is that DRAM, algebraic DRAM cohomology tends to be high-dimensional, even on open varieties. I mentioned that if you take a six-point deformation space, it's high-dimensional. It's not true for Higgs bundles. Have a Higgs bundle, then the Dolbeau cohomology will always be infinitely dimensional on a non-compact variety. So I really don't have to do with Higgs bundles. So that needs a new ID here.
Any other questions?
So the question was, you mentioned that the Betti modulized is also easy to construct. Can you make comparison statements now? The answer is yes, probably. So there is an easy comparison to start with is local systems at infinity, take it into a flat with regular singularities and pick that compare the fibers, and you expect that these analytic fibers will be isomorphic. The fibers are algebraic stacks, and you want them to be isomorphic as analytic spaces. This is okay. But you want to say a little bit more, and this is where it starts getting a little more complicated. What you want to do is taking the fibers. This is what I said at the beginning. You want to symplectic fibers. You want to study the symplectic. To construct the symplectic leaf, you need another Lagrangian inside vector nabla. So it was constructed for curves. Remember, I had to pick conjugacy classes of the monodromy at each point. So I would have to do something similar on the Durham side by, say, fixing the residue, for instance, on this. And now, because this map is Lagrangian, if I pull back another Lagrangian, what I get is a symplectic structure on the back. And you want to say that there are comparison statements that preserve this synthetic structure. But we did some exercise trying to create Lagrangian On the beta stack, where the divisor at infinity is not smooth, we find something new. For instance, you can have a... I'm just trying to say that it's a complicated question. We still don't know. We don't know yet. But suppose you have a situation where the divisor at infinity has two smooth components, say on a surface, and they meet at a point. You want to spy monodromy at infinity to create your final product. So you want to say that there will be a conjugacy class that has to be fixed over D1, and the other one over D2, and they have to commute. But if you just say that, it's not going to give you a lot. You have to put an extra chapter of what's happening at the intersection point. And the reason is, if you don't work in the derived setting, if you fix the monodromies here and here, when you say that they are trivial, that your local system extends everywhere outside of the intersection point. As the intersection is of codimension 2, it extends everywhere. This is not true in the derived setting. So if you have a derived local system, so if I pick a point over a DPL, you might have a derived local system which is defined outside of a closed point in the surface that does not extend to the full thing. So this is why you have to put an extra thing on the intersection. And for this, you need your two elements to satisfy the condition that we call strictness. So there is something new happening when components of the divisors cross. And this has something to do with the shifted structure you get on the fullback. It's completely unclear at the moment how to do this on the domains. And it's also unclear how to do this when you have more components.
Okay, I suggest to further questions during the break.